Blog Talk Radio.
For whatever reason, you refuse to feel this space we're in. To know its insanity, really know it. Whatever your particular anesthetic is that you hold on to so desperately, the thing I mean that makes you think you know who you are.
I realize throughout the danger, all the times I compress my anger. Looking for a better way to flow, to grow. Looking for another way to go. Like walking on a tightrope. Look below, all I see is self-centered cutthroats. You need to roll with your king, folks. Only then will you not be a scapegoat. Look at how they act, they hold something. What's the first thing they say? Let me hold something. Won't give it back to me if I drop something. All in my face, breath funny. How do I take it? I can't take it no more. I can't take it no more, man. I can't even fake it no more. Too much stress on my chest. After this, I'ma have to wear a vest. I gotta represent the West. I'm one of the best. Get put to the test.
Honey, what's this black world coming? This matter of fact, middle class, black bourgeoisie ass. Wish I was rich class. Honey, there's a difference between a black man and a nigga, he look at me with hungry eyes, trying to take me by surprise.
I wanna live in serenity, I no longer haul animosity. Tranquility for me, I wanna live at the beach and gaze at the sea. I wanna be immortalized, I want this song to be playing in my funeral when I'm eulogized. Heads pointed to the sky, baby, 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 don't cry. Feel the essence in everything glorious. Live biggie and don't be notorious. Delirious. So when the idle threats now, take it serious. I put it on my loss and Glock 9. Stay fly, got my Romeo spell shine. Other day, fool gave me the red eye. So when the seal now, I know they call him dead eye.
Listen, listen, listen. Hear us now, hear us now. We asked you, we asked you. Now listen.
Brothers and sisters.
Never shit where you eat, don't bring no riff rap around where you sleep. Keep your business in the streets. Ain't only share game with your peeps. No razzled ass, ready food hustler. No undercover sucker side buster. Can you comprehend how I'm feeling? I'm willing and dealing, trying to keep from stealing. Whoever that I owe, then you got that. I'm about that player, let me bounce back. Mama left the mother with a fat sack. King scratch, sweet Cadillac, fuck that. Let me be, let me win, let me fit in. Hit the rewind, play it back again.
The meek ain't going hairy shit. Cause I'll take it. I'll stop calling you nigga when you start acting like black men. My fellow poets tell me not to write poems talking bad about black folks. But I ain't mad at white. I'm mad at you, you low-down nigga. Crossing out each other and constantly talking about brother this and whitey that. You low-down lanes, it takes two to play a game. Y'all claim to be so hip and all that shit. White girl lovers talking about you the black brother. Pig feet eat niggas who explain the advantage of integration and talk about how hip birth control is. They're so hip, they can quote Fanon, Mao, Malcolm, Martin, Leroy, and Eldridge playing tough. But the niggas ain't really rough. Cream puffs is a better word than tough. Y'all better get hip.
Yeah, yeah, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, K. Diddy, and you're listening to I Am Indy. We start off the show today with Listen by Mr. Tweed Cadillac from Toast to the Food CD. You know, available over there at your good people of goodoldworldmovement.com. Yeah. We got an exciting show for you today. We got a special guest today, the one and only Mr. Freeway Ricky Ross is going to be telling us what's up with his life, what's going on in his world. And, you know, as we do on here, we talk about the music business, we talk about the politics, we talk about everything's relative, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, let the windows down, turn the air conditioner up, turn the music down. Not really down, because we know you're going to turn it down. But we're going to kick this one off by Praise Master G. And this little ditty's called Praise the Lord. You know, everybody needs more of that in their business. So we're going to do that one right now for y'all today on Hump Day. So wherever you at, here comes y'all. Praise the Lord. This is some of that old school funk gospel. Yeah, put your ear on this.
Ha! Oh, yeah! Testimony time. I wish I had a choice up in here. Come on, sing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Master G with Praise the Lord, you know, that old school funky, funky gospel. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Wherever you guys at, wish you a happy hump day. Boys raining zebras and donkeys out here, but I guess that's this time of the year, you know. So we're going to do what we do. We're going to continue on with the music. And hope wherever y'all at, wherever you're listening from, I hope it's all good for you. We give a big shout out to my good folks. So let me start with the World Movement family, you know, Jackie and, you know, Renee, everybody that we're doing good love and good business with and good music and being productive and all that stuff. It's cold and wet, so I'm rambling, y'all, but we're going to keep it moving.
008, clear to runway 04, wind at 030 degrees at 2, altimeter 3011. Secondary guidance systems engaged. 08, roger, what's the surface temperature?
Boy, was my face red.
008, clear to runway 04, wind at 030 degrees at 2, altimeter 3011.
I see you staring from across the room, like you're telling me what you're trying to do. Ooh, ain't go through, how you're trying to shake it loose. So when you approached me, you was looking so lovely. I couldn't help myself, I didn't want nobody else. Then me time, what you're looking for, I want to show you so much more. Oh yeah, so sexy, take my hand, I want to ask you, would you like to dance? This may be our only chance to dance, just a little romance.
Appreciate it being on, man. You know, I'm just out here trying to make a difference, man. That's it.
Yeah, man. Well, we understand. We understand. And I guess, again, you know, it's an honor to have you on the show, man. And I know that you're a very, very busy guy. You know, we've been kind of like, kind of paying attention, man. Should I say following you, man. And you've been doing some wonderful, great work out there in the community, man. And so, you know, from everybody over here on I Am Indie, we want to, you know, applaud you, man, for your efforts in the community.
I appreciate you recognizing what I'm doing because it takes a lot of courage to stand up and tell, you know, somebody who been through what I've been through and done what I've done that you appreciate the work that I'm doing now. And I appreciate that so many people want to admit that the work I'm doing now is a positive thing and a turnaround for myself.
Well, I want to just like I'm gonna open up the floor to you, man. But I just want to throw this one out there, you know, to our listeners. You know, I happen to be, you know, one of the fathers that lost a son in gang violence but my son wasn't in the gang, you know, so, you know, I understand how important it is for us to reach out and touch our youth and try to make a difference, because that's where it starts. You know, a lot of us say that we're trying to make a difference, you know, we talk the talk, but we're really not walking the walk. So, again, I say to you, you know, I feel you, and if anything that we could do from my end to support what you're doing, you know, just think it, and we're there.
All right. Well, my condolences go out to you and your son and the rest of the family, because I know what it's like to lose a loved one, especially if something as tragic as gang violence. I've lost a lot of friends that, like you, that were gang members, to gang violence, so I understand totally what you mean. And there's absolutely something that we can do. I think that people who know what I've been doing, who can be a test to you know, my influence in the streets and, you know, what they heard I've been doing in schools, they can go to my website, and the address to the judge and her email address is all on the site. And they can email the judge and let her know, you know, that I'm not out here selling drugs, that I am trying to make a difference in our community, and that, you know, if there's somebody out there that heard me speak and you learned something from my speeches, you know, let her know that they shouldn't silence me, that they should continue to let me speak my mind and let the kids in our community know the dangers and the pitfalls of this drug game, you know, because they up against so much, you know, with these rappers glamorizing, selling drugs and telling them how glorious it is. Man, it ain't no wonder that the whole country ain't selling drugs and gangbanging right now.
Well, that's true. And a lot of people don't even want to take responsibilities for that either, because I'm still trying to find out how many of us own 747s and jets and stuff, but, you know, I guess that's on a whole nother level. But,
yeah.
but let's talk. Hey, man, well, tell some of the listeners that, you know what I'm saying, like I said, I know what you're doing. I know a little bit more about you than I'm sure a lot of other people. But why don't you tell some of the listeners that don't know really who Ricky Ross is and, you know, some of the things that you're involved in and some of the things that you're doing now. And I know you mentioned, you know, contacting some people earlier, but you didn't really give your web address too. So why don't we just give play like everybody on here maybe not know who you are. So why don't you tell them a little bit about who you are and what's happening?
Well, they can go to my website, freewayenterprise.com, and the address is on there. Basically, man, I grew up in L.A., you know, like so many other inner-city kids, you know, wanting to do the right thing. Thought that my way out of the ghetto would be athletic, you know, football, basketball. And later on in my life, I started playing tennis, and I thought that that would be my way out of the ghetto. Well, the thing about that is I never learned to read or write. And, you know, if you can't read or write, you're not going to make it in sports, because you need to go through college in order to make it to a professional sport. So when it was discovered that I couldn't read or write, I basically turned back to the streets. And
right.
When I went back to the streets, I started selling drugs. I got involved with a drug dealer, and he taught me how to sell drugs, and I basically took his game and took it to another level. Got myself arrested, had got a life sentence, you know, without the possibility of parole, was never supposed to get out. While I was in prison, I learned how to read and write. I basically became a lawyer, found the issue to set myself free, and boom, I'm back out on the street. While I was incarcerated doing my trial, we find out that the government had a hand in me getting the drugs. You know, the guy that I was getting my drugs from was on the CIA's payroll,
wow.
Which I was unaware of. But anyway, during my incarceration, and it came a time that I knew I was going to be going home after I won my appeal, I basically started to study. You know, I started to go back over my life and to try to figure out, you know, how did I become a drug dealer? You know, why didn't I make it in basketball or football, or why didn't I become a doctor? And doing my research, I figured out, you know, what had happened. So I made a plan while I was in prison is that once I got out, I was going to share that knowledge with everybody that I could. While I was there, I read over 300 books, business-related, I don't know how many newspapers and magazines. So basically, I educated myself while I was there. I feel that I'm very knowledgeable right now on what's going on. And, you know, I just want to share it with the rest of the kids.
Could I ask you a question? I don't know, but do you feel like sometimes somebody's trying to silence your voice, don't want your message to get heard? Because it seems like a lot of our, let me not say black, but minorities, don't understand that prison industry is the third largest business in the country, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And it takes voices like yours, mine, and a few other people I know to really try to, you know, not glamorize these videos and the artists and try to really let people know what's happening. And it's another tight movement. You know, it's almost like the new slavery where, you know, they're not putting brands on your body no more, but they're giving them to you via the Social Security number. But
Right. And they brand in your mind. You know, once you have a mind, you don't have to worry about anything else. So,
exactly.
You know, if they get you to believe that the only way you're important is you're selling drugs, then, you know, that's what you're going to do. And absolutely, you know, the crack era is the biggest period for incarceration ever. You know, and most of the people who went to jail for that is black, you know, young black men. So definitely, I understand totally what there's a book that just came out called The New Jim Crow, and it says that the drug sentence and the whole system is a new Jim Crow. It's a new way for people to control, you know, what we're doing and what we're going through.
Yeah, I can see that, because it's like you see all the guys in the community, they go out and amass these fortunes and pretty cars, and then here come the man, they take all that stuff and just give it to the next guy, and it's just a cycle. And then they got new guys coming every day to make license plates and work in the dairies and make furniture.
Absolutely. And then, you know, when you get somebody like me who's speaking out, they don't want you to speak out. You know, they don't want the guys in prison to call out here and tell the kids, you know, what it's like in prison.
Which used to be a thing for what they used to call it, rehabilitation back in the day,
right.
Which that stopped, you know. So again, you know, to hear you say that you're self-educated, went to school and got your head together, when everybody else that I hear, they want to walk around the yard and get yoked up, but they're not yoking up their brains.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I had made my mind up, that I was going to yoke my brain up. And I feel that's what I did. I think that it's paying off. And I think that it's a shame that somebody would come up now and try to silence me and make, you know, the kind of acquisitions that that he's making.
Wow, well, no, you can't stop a good movement, and you can't stop somebody from telling the truth. You can try to silence the truth, but you can't silence the truth.
I totally agree. I believe, you know, that when you do the work with the right intention, no matter what happens, you know, the rain may come and wash it away one time, but eventually it's going to take root and sprout.
And, you know, it's amazing. You know, I'm not going to say these people are ignorant, but common sense would tell you that people have more respect from a football player telling the youth how to play football, a baseball player telling somebody to play baseball. But there are certain things that you learn from life experience that you could share with a young man. He knows who knows the truth. He knows who's walked the walk and who could tell him better what not to do or what to do. And if you learn and went through and had a couple of mishaps in your life and you know that's not the way, a young man will know that you're speaking the truth just by the way that you tell him what you're saying. And he'll also know that you're lying. So,
absolutely.
So I don't know why the powers that be don't see. Well, like I said, I'm not going to say they don't see. They understand, but power always afraid of power to some extent. They know that you have power in your voice. They know that there's power in your mission, and they know that it's much needed in our community.
Right. Well, I totally agree with you, but at the same time, you know, my job security, I don't know if the system wants to get rid of drugs. You know, I don't know if that's their mission.
Well, I don't think they do either, because if you look at it on the pharmaceutical side, most of the stuff that they prescribe for people, it's not really prescribed to cure them. They're just basically putting Band-Aids on stuff. And if you look at the news, every
right.
time you look at the news, 3-4 years down the road, something that the FDA didn't approve is giving somebody cancer, or there's some class action suit going on for somebody that caused you to be cross-eyed or something.
Yeah.
But this is stuff that they're supposed to have tested and approved.
Yep. So you know, this is what we're dealing with. You know, I'm working on a new thing now. I just did a commercial, you know, for kids, letting them know that it's cool to read and that you should read and you should educate yourself. So until we educate ourselves and become knowledgeable of what's going on around us, we'll forever be victims.
Yeah, and that's definitely the truth, man. Because as a people, we were denied the right to read for generations. So there's no reason why we shouldn't be trying to get knowledge now. I mean, there's just no excuse.
Yeah, and you should never stop seeking knowledge. You know what I mean? We should seek knowledge until we go to the graveyard.
Yeah, we have to. Because I was telling some people the other day that when I was going to school, I wasn't even taught Black history, man. I didn't learn nothing about Black history till I was in college.
Wow.
You know, I didn't know nothing about my people. I didn't know nothing about where we came from. I didn't know nothing about any of the contributions we as a people made to mankind. I didn't know where popcorn came from, vacuum cleaners, elevators. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know
peanut butter.
None of that.
Patella, penicillin.
Yeah, none of that. None of that was I taught in school, you know.
I was the same way.
And I'm like, when you look back at this, you know, what were people afraid of? I mean, were we so powerful that you denied us just certain basic rights? But maybe we need to go into that one on another show.
Yeah.
But listen, for people that just joined us, we got Freeway Ricky Ross on the line with us. The caller number is 347-308-8747. Press number 1 on your phone if you'd like to join in live with us. And, hey. Yeah, well, Rick, so, yeah, man, when is the commercial going
to
be out?
On the 11th, that's Tuesday, 11th at 2 p.m. So, you know, anybody that can send letters of support, you can email, you can get the address off the website. You know, just let the people know, you know, let the judge know what you heard and what you think about what I've been out here doing, you know, your opinion. A lot of people have contacted me, and I did a school in New York, and I got letters from the kids, man, and the letters was almost... Wow, they really touched me, you know, when these kids said they, and these are high school kids, you know, 17, 18, 16 years old, and they said, man, that I help them find direction. You know, they're going to start taking things more seriously than they have been. So, you know, when you get those type of responses, it's like, wow, man, it's worth doing what I'm doing. And then for my PO not to understand that, you know, when I go to these high schools, they don't pay me.
Right.
But he feels that I've been getting paid from the schools and not letting him know how much I'm getting paid, I'm hiding money or whatever. You know, I just don't get it.
Wow. Why would he, I mean, what is it? I mean, what is it really? They just don't want you talking? I mean, what is it really? Because there's got to be something beyond that.
Well, you know, his argument is that that I shouldn't be in communication with fellas, that I shouldn't be allowed to go to high schools and speak to kids because my message is influencing people who are very influenceable.
he's trying to say that your message is trying to influence them to break the law, is trying to be negative. Is that what he's saying?
Absolutely. He says that I'm trying to influence them to sell drugs.
Wow.
And
how would he get that negative message out of something like that unless he has some preconceived notion?
And that's what I said. I said anybody can go on YouTube and see the videos that I've done and see what my message is. You know, you don't have to take my word for it or nobody else's word. You know, you can go on YouTube or just go on my website, freewayenterprise.com, and see, you know, what type of messages I talk about on my Twitter page and on my Facebook. You know, you can see the messages that I'm putting out on a daily basis.
Wow. Wow. Well, we also do a show on Sundays, man. In our last show, we talked about haterism in politics. We talked about haterism in business. And we talked about haterism in relationships. And there is a lot of haterism in politics, too. And unfortunately, just because you hold a public office does not mean that you're just an honest person. That just means you just got that job.
Absolutely, and we don't know how you got it. Your father might have been the supervisor or your uncle or your auntie. You know, we don't know how you got that job. We don't know if you qualified or not. You know, and then once they get it, nobody checks their qualification anyway.
Hey, I just thought about something funny. You know, you can be like from a scale from 1 to 10, you know, you could be the number 10, you know, I mean a number 1, the top of your game, and you could also be a number 9 judge, too. You know, you just made it, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So, you know, we just have to question everything that's going on. You know, we can no longer just sit back and let dictate, you know, how our lives are going to run and how things are going to come out. Because, trust me, they don't have our best interest at heart.
Oh, by no means. By no means. And those are the real gangsters, you know. They want to throw that title around loosely, but those are the real gangsters. They know who they are.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
The real gangsters, you know, if you take it back in history, it's always been that way, you know, it's divide and conquer, you know, and ain't nothing changed.
Right,
nothing
right.
Changed. But like you said earlier, man, the people that have the voices, that have the knowledge and have the experience cannot be afraid to educate our own because everybody else do.
Exactly, and we can't be afraid to take care of them. And they look down
on us and talk bad about us when they see us belittling and downgrading each other.
Absolutely.
You know, I guess they feel like it's okay as long as they do it, but then when we do it to each other, they talk about us, how ignorant, how stupid we are, and then, of course, if we portraying ourselves that way, of course they're going to feel that way, but that's how they want us to be anyway, you know?
Right, absolutely.
No.
So, you know, I just want to continue to get the word out, you know, letting people know, man, that we can do better, you know, but the only way we're going to do better is we have to start trying. We can't sit back and let these people dictate our lives. We got to stand up and be accountable for it.
Every day.
Every single day.
Every day.
With that, you know, I'm going to get ready to check out. I appreciate you having me on the show. And again, they can go to freewayenterprise.com for information. If you want to see some of the videos with me where I'm in school speaking, you can go to freewayrick.com, and it's all there.
Absolutely. And we're definitely going to stay in touch, man. And like I said, if anything we can help you do, we're there. Come out and support and whatever. And we definitely appreciate you taking time to come out and chat with us, man.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Big ups, man, and we'll stay in touch.
All right, one love.
All right, same here, bro. All right, everybody, that was Mr. Freeway Rick coming through to join us and telling us what's going on in his political world, and we're definitely going to support the young man, and we here at Indy definitely believe that, you know, each one teach one, and we're going to try to keep educating our youth and putting out good music, too, you know, and letting people know what's good out there. you know. So keep on rolling with your boy here, and we're going to bless your eardrum. Here's Mr. T. Cash. This one's for you, Renee, from Dallas.
Hey, man. Look, it's T. Cash, man. Triple D on talking about. These lames still out here hating, man. Look, hey, look. Say these lames, they be hating in my face.
In my face.
But these haters must don't know that I don't play.
I don't play.
$100,000 I just made today.
Made today.
I'm getting money, but it look, I don't play.
I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. $100,000 I just made today. Made today. I'm getting money, partner, look. I don't play. I don't play. Say these lames, they be hating in my face. In my face. But these haters must don't know that I don't play. I don't play. $100,000 I just made today. Make today. I'm getting money, partner, look. I don't play. 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 If it's beat, then you can get hit with the K. With the K.
Look at my neck and wrist. I spit the quarter K.
Quarter K.
I'm getting money, buddy. Look, what can I say?
What can I say?
I'ma make these boys respect that triple D.
Triple D.
Fourth lane and Skimmer Street. That's where I be.
Where I be.
Oak Cliff and South Dallas and PG.
PG.
West Dallas know they keep that corn for cheap.
Corn for cheap.
Agtown, Fort Worth, the DF Dub.
DF Dub.
On the cool, ain't no more showing love.
Showing love.
Man, these lanes I heard, man, we hitting lick.
Hitting lick.
Cause I got swag from my head to my kick.
To my kick.
Say these lames, they be hating in my face.
In my face.
But these haters must don't know that I don't play.
I don't play.
$100,000 I just made today.
Made today.
I'm getting money, but it look, I don't play.
I don't play.
I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. $100,000 I just made today.
Made today.
I'm getting money, partner, look. I don't play.
I don't play.
Say these lames, they be hating in my face.
In my face.
But these haters must don't know that I don't play.
I don't play.
$100,000 I just made today.
Make today.
I'm getting money, partner, look. I don't play.
Say, get out the way.
Way.
I be getting skriller. Money getting bigger.
Bigger.
Gotta keep it realer.
Ain't
windows tinted. Got a chick. Dope boy swag with a triple D fitted. Riding like a Harley. Live is in the party. My hood on stage. All of us retarded. AR-15 with an extra cartridge. Top of hit your body. Send that boy to Portland. I don't play no game. I don't mess with lane. Slab candy frame. Steady switching lane. Trunk gon' bang. I be stacking chain. In the turning lane, I be doing my thing.
Say these lames, they be hating in my face.
In my face.
But these haters must don't know that I don't play.
I don't play.
$100,000 I just made today.
Made today.
I'm getting money, but it look, I don't play.
I don't play.
I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. $100,000 I just made today.
Made today.
I'm getting money, partner, look. I don't play.
I don't play.
Say these lames, they be hating in my face.
In my face.
But these haters must don't know that I don't play.
I don't play.
$100,000 I just made today.
Make today.
I'm getting money, partner, look. I don't play.
I don't play.
This is Sweetie Love coming to you live in total bliss. You are listening to the best of I Am Angie on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K. Diddy. Ciao.
Without your trust, I've been lost without the things I love. Without your kiss,
Do up, do up, do up, do up, do up. the mall shopping, still I can't find her. So if y'all see me crying when you walk on by, oh no, it's not tears, it's just smoke in my eyes.
Do-wop, do-wop.
About our love, you should.
weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. The President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan. On a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got the Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk North Korea next job. So how you deal with a dictator, get them a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans. Yeah, we both are high. He told me, Tucson, you the man. I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean. No, 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 no. I'm young, Hashamika. Ha, ha, said Suli. Serang Hamnita. Yeah, he said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it's legal like the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant. Cause we got weed to sell. Weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale.
Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Yeah.
He's selling crack and they got him. They got him. He's selling dope and they got him. They got him. He's selling meth and they got him. They got him.
Yup.
I'm selling dope and the same cop that got him is the same cop I gave a smoke who gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up from Kingston. My West Side connect, the king of South Sun. But like Rakim and Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all. Without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair.
Yeah.
Until then, you can catch me in the smoke section. With a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plan.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it's just legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale.
Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it's just legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja.
Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. Yeah, I'm keeping it locked every Wednesday at I Am Indie, where you get your smooth urban hip-hop, independent music, baby. From 2 p.m., hosted by my man, K.D., putting it down. I Am Indie. Check it out.
When your heart is broken, when you're wounded.
Yeah, check this out. Every Wednesday, 2 p.m., it's your boy K. Diddy, brought to you by World Movement Records, www.worldmovement.com, worldmovementrecords.ning.com. Come check us out. Yeah?